We've heard a lot about corruption at FIFA, soccer's governing body. Today we're going to hear about FIFA's track record on human rights. It's not good. Exhibit A, serious abuses suffered by construction workers building venues for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. FIFA asked Harvard professor John Ruggie to write a report on what should be done going forward. Ruggie says the report published last week includes a series of guidelines.
The first thing that had to be done was to include in the FIFA statutes, their constitution basically, a firm commitment to respect all internationally recognized human rights. That's been done. The next step was to incorporate into future bidding requirements explicit human rights criteria so that FIFA wouldn't get into the situation that it's in now in Qatar, where the construction of all the infrastructure is done by migrant workers, many of whom are subject essentially to forced labor.
You refer to the kafala system in Qatar, the sort of bonded labor system. I know you were recently in Qatar. What sort of things did you observe?
You know, it's an interesting country. There are only about 350,000 indigenous Qataris, and there are about 1.3 million or 1.5 million migrant workers. So everything that is built in the country is built with the hands of migrant workers. They're typically recruited back home in Nepal or Bangladesh or India, made promises that their employer then doesn't keep. The employer seizes the passport, tears up the contract. They get warehoused in inhuman living conditions, and they can't get out. So that system has to change, and the Qataris have introduced law to change it. Whether it will change fast enough is a question that no one really has the answer to.
So as of today, or when you were there, there are still people in the situation you just described.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
In your report, you talk about how FIFA needs to really assess the human rights situation, obviously before awarding cities the right to host the World Cup. But you go so far as to say if FIFA outlines the human rights issues and they are not fixed, they should pack up and leave. If your recommendations were in place at this point, would Qatar be such a country that you would recommend they should leave?
It's a difficult question. What the report says that FIFA should exercise all of its leverage to produce change on the ground. FIFA is using its leverage. When the president of FIFA, the new president, was there last week, he announced, for example, the creation of an oversight committee. Human rights organizations will be part of it, to actually, on an ongoing basis, examine the situation of migrant workers as it relates to the 2022 World Cup. So that's exercising leverage. What the report says, if you don't have enough leverage to change things, and there is still time for you to consider terminating the relationship, maybe you should think about doing that.
We often wrongly think of FIFA and soccer in terms of men, but there are obviously women involved. And I understand there were some human rights issues in Papua New Guinea related to FIFA and women.
Yes. The FIFA executive committee, without doing any due diligence of any kind, handed an under 20 women's World Cup to Papua New Guinea, which is well known as one of the worst cases in the world for sexual violence against women. When I found out about it, I started to agitate about what security arrangements have you made for these 15 teams that are coming from all over the world. I asked about it as recently as last week, and I was assured that adequate security measures will be in place. The tournament is in November and December. I certainly hope that's true, which it should not have gone to there in the first place.
You're pretty blunt in your report. How have FIFA officials responded?
There may have been an initial state of shock, but after that, I think they decided that if this was going to be helpful at all to them, they needed to welcome it. And they've done that. The president of FIFA, when he was in Russia last week, he was asked about something I say in the report about Russia's anti-gay propaganda law. And he said the right thing. He said, look, we can't fix every problem in the world, but if a problem is associated with us, we need to address it, and I'm addressing it. And then he went off to Qatar and established this oversight committee for migrant workers. So far, the response has been very positive, but, you know, we're just getting started.
John Ruggie, professor of international affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School and a former UN official who literally wrote the guidelines for human rights at the UN. Thank you so much.
Thank you.